Gordon.
Yes, sir. It's part two of the commissioner's conversation, man. We are out here at Blends 2. That's 632 South Central Avenue in Hayteville. You are always welcome to come through. Join myself, Lico Brown, as we chop it up every Monday.
Every Monday, Charlotte.
You know what I'm saying? We out here kicking it, having a good time.
Monday Night Football going on, interviewing five people.
It's some blowouts on these damn football games, too.
The Bills need to cut their shit out.
Man, the Bills out here looking like Super Bowl contenders that everybody predicted they were. I'm going to tell you one thing, though, about the Bills, for real. Josh Allen gonna have to learn to slide a little bit. I seen him take a couple hits.
I mean,
you can like it, but
you need to play foot, man. We need to let them boys play some football.
Yeah, you can't be out here just taking these hits.
It's gonna be that one hit gonna change his career.
Okay, contact is contact. They still depending on you to throw this football. You know what I'm saying? It looks lovely as a fan, and personally, no, I don't give a damn about somebody's health. But if I'm paying you millions of dollars, I care about your health. Man, you know what I'm saying?
He a big boy, but he can take that.
Yeah,
shit.
So with Cam Newton, and it was good until it wasn't.
But it was good for 15 fucking years.
I don't know if it was quite 15.
12.
Mm-hmm. He faster than Big Ben. Yeah, he's faster than Big Ben. And that's what gives him that confidence that he get out the pocket. Like, you're going to have to do – God, dog. Oh, that was early. Okay, I'm going to say that ain't – I say they threw another one. But, yeah, he's faster than Big Ben. And that kind of give you that confidence to where you get out of the pocket. But what a lot of times, man, is getting out of bounds is a valuable play.
Nah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? It's a valuable play.
It definitely is. If Matt Ryan knew that – I ain't gonna do that.
Well, just even bring it to current hell today to the Falcons. If Marcus Mariota would get his ass out of bounds, we wouldn't be having some
man,
of these trouble.
He was dumpster juice as soon as they said his name.
Yeah, I mean, he was cheap. He actually brought us back. I mean, he brought us back to
y'all. Hear what y'all
know what saying?
We got that good discount.
Yeah. We got him out the clearance rack.
Thrift store quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah, we got him
still market. Paying this motherfucker. Why he go get a
and
new contract?
Honestly, Matt Ryan out here looking like Matt Ryan. Everybody, like I said in the promo, y'all told me that everybody, all you had to do was add Matt Ryan to the Colts, and oh, they're gonna be some Super Bowl contenders. Watch Matt
he
gonna get a ring,
no sir.
He gonna get a ring with all them Colts,
no sir.
He got out here, he couldn't even score a damn point on Jacksonville. Right. Shoot, look at Jacoby Brissett. Jacoby Brissett was looking better than damn Matt Ryan out here.
Everybody be looking better than Matt Ryan.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Mills. Yeah, Mills was out here.
Shout out Malik Willis, man. I know you got your ass Molly Womp, but that's my nephew.
Yeah, he fumbled one.
Yeah, he had a rough night.
He fumbled one out here. He just got to get the speed. The speed of the game is a real thing. It ain't like practice. You get out here and you getting around these
especially
monsters.
Especially on Monday night, man. These folks out here trying to.
They geeked up. They ready to go. They trying to get that money.
They on team.
Hey, I'm on TV. Hey.
You got to think. Some of them niggas getting goddamn $100,000 check every Tuesday.
Yeah. Well,
so they lit out there. Like you
some of them are also trying to get that incentive money because some of them also get. If you get
bonus
a sack in a game, you get an extra $30,000. You know what I'm saying? So they trying to get it. And that blowout time is when I'm gonna go get this bread. Leave me in for a couple more plays, coach. Me go get the rook.
See if I can run up a little criminal money. Little criminal money.
Straight up.
The wife say she want that Lamborghini truck. Man, I just
I gotta at least put the kid on that motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, it's a lot. Before we get into it, too deep into the football talk, though, I want to introduce my man, Miles. Miles is here. I ran into him over at the Atlantucky Brewery, and he has a dope-ass shop, a dope-ass concept with the whole vintage. Like, I bought a Basquiat T-shirt, you know what I'm saying, for my wife. He had everything. He got the jerseys. He got the 96 Olympics official, real official jacket. Remember the old starter? Was it a starter jacket or a pro player? Which one was it?
I had a, I got a pro player and yeah. I had a, and I got a starter.
You remember the pro player? Yeah, he got all the old stuff. The, you go to his page. I'm gonna pull his page up right now just so you can see Lico. But he got all
the that old Laker jacket.
You see the shirt he got? Was that the baller blocker?
Yeah, it's baller blocker. Yeah, it's official
no,
one too.
Official cash money joint. It ain't
all authentics.
Yeah, no nothing reprinted. To where it's the official that you go to the Cash Money concert and it's the official merch of the, you know what I'm saying?
So you got a relationship with manufacturing.
Nah, I just go out and just be finding stuff, man. I've been doing this since 2016, like just going out, finding different stuff, hitting the thrift stores, hitting some of these other consignment shops and whatever, and just, you know, that's one of my passions, and I turned that into, you know, a way to make money. And like I love what I do because it's nostalgia. People come to my table, they, you know what I'm saying, they remember stuff from back in the day, you know what I'm saying? I get to hear stories from some of the OGs and all that. Like I love what I do.
Man, okay.
And I got my own official website too, Family Market. Instagram is also familymarket.com as well. Yes,
now
sir.
Spell it out because it's a little different.
You need a you need a TV show, bro.
Hey.
Bro, this shit is damn near like Pawn All Stars.
Yeah, it's like you go in, but you search, you know what I'm saying? You can put up
you
the search.
Collect it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes,
some
sir.
Some kind of collector title and take off, bro. Yeah, you already got the hat, definitely. My boy. All you got to do is put the move together. You gone.
Oh, yeah,
this,
yeah.
This shit fine.
Got some things in the work right now, definitely.
This fine. I like this.
Appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. So the spelling is a little abnormal because, like, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to just put it out on the front street. If you go and buy the domain Family Market, like, spelt the original way, it's $1,000 a year for that domain. Sheesh. I don't know about y'all, but a rack a year is, you know, that's already put me in a hole. So, you know, I'm just like, look, let me go ahead and spell it a little differently. So I spelled it F-A-M-L-E-I. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
How much that was?
That was $10. Yeah. You did. So, you know.
Smart man.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Straight up.
So, Family Market, how long have you been doing this?
So, I started selling clothes on eBay and a few other sites back in 2016. That's when I first started getting out there, started making some money. And it was consistent, you know what I'm saying? And I just decided to go ahead and make it official, get my LLC, get my website popping. I made my website myself so I can go in and just fix things and put stuff in whenever I want to, update the site, and take stuff down when people, you know what I'm saying, if something gets bought at an event or something like that. So,
did you know about website building? Are you just
I just got into it. Like, I just started. I just said, you know what I'm saying?
Just started winging it.
Exactly. Like, I ain't want to wait on nobody else to do it for me. I want to just go ahead and just learn it myself. So, you know what I'm saying? I went through the GoDaddy platform and just went ahead and just did it myself. You did? Like, I ain't trying to wait on no man to do it. You know what I'm saying? I could pay somebody to do it, but then I also have to pay them to fix it too. And, you know what I'm saying? And modify. I don't want to have to do all that. I want to have control over it because I know I move so much units. You dig? So that's why, you know, so I got into it myself. And so I got my LLC and my website around 2019. And like, even during the pandemic, like, I thought that things were going to slow down. No.
I think I was going to say, did it pick up? Yeah.
Shit popped off.
Yeah.
For real. So
it was a lot of people that were sitting around and just scrolling the internet during that pandemic era.
Yeah, you couldn't do nothing.
You know, whether
collecting them checks too.
Yeah, and people, like you just said, they collect the money.
Yeah, yeah.
Some, whether you scamming on the PPP or whether you just or you just working from home on the job, you know what I'm saying? And not putting in as much time as you used to and saving money on that gas and all that. And people were looking at, you know, trying to find something because everybody wants something to stand out.
Straight up.
And one, I think it stand out because of the vintage wear. And then two, it's also, like you hit on earlier, that nostalgia of I remember being at the place. And I might have been at this concert, but I couldn't get a T-shirt.
Yeah.
I might have been at this football game, but I couldn't buy the jersey. I might have been at one of these places, and I couldn't afford it then, or just the line was – I've been at some concerts. And I'm thinking about buying some merch, and I look at it, and the line looked like a Six Flags line.
Exactly. It'd be crazy.
And I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm not finna stand in line 3 hours.
Have you ever thought about trying to contact the original manufacturer of these different artifacts that you find, like these originals? Like, you ever think about just contact them and be like, look, I done created a lane for all that old shit. Y'all just need to send me the original manufacturer. Just
right,
reprint,
just send it straight
just,
to me.
Just give me the original print.
Yeah.
From then.
That's Jordan Davis?
With original print, and then I just print on the shirt. You mean, or just
no,
like just
they,
send me
just
send me
them,
like
tell
send
them
me
to
some
use
books.
The original print,
mm-hmm.
and just use your store to get them original prints off.
Well, you know,
yeah, I thought about so yeah, I reached out to a couple people just a matter of time, really. It's just really a matter of time because definitely I'm trying to work. I want to work it out. Like one of my next goals is to be able to actually do that. I want to be able to reach out directly. I want to be able to have direct relationships with these manufacturers where it's like I'm
now
actually being able to
become a vintage connoisseur at that point.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because then also as well, like the only obstacle I come across is sometimes because it's vintage and because it's the real thing, I might not have a certain size that somebody
want for
something. Yeah. So then, like, if I got the manufacturer plug, boom, I got different sizes, different varieties, everything. You did. So yeah, that's definitely in the worst, man. Yeah,
I can see how that's an obstacle
hard.
Because I came to the table and I saw certain shirts. I was like, oh, that's dope. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
not your size.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So you, but the dope thing about it was how you had it organized. Like he had like the front row might be the small. Behind that is the medium, you know what I'm saying, large, extra large, on up. So you kind of know where your wheelhouse is and what you need to be looking at. So I can't play in the front 2-3 rows, you know what I'm saying? I need to be looking close toward the back of the table to see what I can
just
see.
Just like
what
I'd be in the regular store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
and a lot of times, too, like, you know, one thing I learned from seeing others, because, I mean, it's a lot of people that's selling vintage, but it's just the way I do it in a way where it's more accessible for people, because, I mean, the way I have it laid out on my table, I have it not only organized by size, but I fold it in a way where you can see the face of the shirt in a way where it's like, okay, you can see, okay, whether you're interested in this or that, you know what I'm saying? Because I have cartoons, icons, movies, different things as well on the table, you know what I'm saying? And so, like, you can unfold the shirt, and it take me, like, 5 seconds to roll it back, whatever. So then from there, I got the table rolled out, and it's like a 6-foot table, you know what I'm saying? Then I have my rack that has all my jerseys and my jackets, my hoodies and all that stuff. So, and I have it organized where I have basketball in one place, football one place, baseball one place. Like, I just want to make it more accessible for, because I don't like to go somewhere and have to do a whole bunch of searching and trying to figure out this, then the third. So I know that people that come to my table don't want to do that either. So, you know, I'm just making it easy for everybody else, because I know, you know what I'm saying, I want to be a lazy shopper. So, you know.
And it's very affordable. Before anybody be like, oh, man, he talking that vintage shit, man. I can't get nothing because you want $300 for a shirt.
No, very
affordable. Like, trust me, I've gone to a bunch of different places. As recently as being, I was at a vintage shop out in L.A. and was looking around. And I was like, damn, I like some of this stuff, but I don't want to spend $150 for a T-shirt.
Facts.
That, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, I know it only cost $20 when they printed it up, and that was a markup. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, for me to pay $300 for it right now is just, you just think I just got money to blow. But you go, he had, like I said, Family Market has great, great pricing. Everything is affordable. You can go in, and it ain't like it's bad. Everything is upstanding quality.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Everything looks great. It ain't like he went to the, and that's the thing. Do you have to fight that sometimes when you tell people, I go to the thrift store, I go to these different places. Do they think, oh, man, I don't want that shit?
No, I don't have to fight that because, I mean, a lot of times people, they are aware of vintage. That's the good thing about Atlanta. Like, people are aware of vintage. The only thing I have to usually fight with is the fact that people usually come to my table, one of their first questions is, where you make your shirts at? I don't make them. I go out and find them. You know what I'm saying? So that's about to be one of my next signs I get because, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool to tell people, like, I can communicate with them, but I'd rather for them to know that when they first come to the table anyway. Like, when you come to this table, you're getting the authentic, you're getting the real. And one thing about it is that I'm trying to build, like, I'm big on trust. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is I want to build trust with folks that come to my table that they see it's not just this is not no gilding. This is not no, you know what I'm saying, no T-shirt or something. somebody printed up. No, you know what I'm saying? It's not something like that. Right. Because there'll be folks, I go to these other vintage conventions that I'm a part of, and there'll be folks selling some of these teas that ain't no damn where they made, or somebody else made it, and they selling, like, you know what I'm saying, stupid money for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not building no trust. That's not building something that's going to continue to grow over time. I want consistency. You know what I'm saying? I got people that's shot with me over, you know what I'm saying, over a few years now, and not just in Atlanta, in different states too, because I've traveled to different states and sell my merch and do my shows. Like, I'm traveling doing what I do, and also have gotten customers outside of state just off of people who know me as well from different things I do. So, like, I'm just trying to establish that trust, because I don't want nobody to be talking bad on my brand. I want my brand to have a good name. I don't want no type of smell on my brand.
With that trust, though, like, what is the process? Because I know you ain't going to want to tell us where you go, but what is the process of finding, like, the honey holes, like, finding the spots that got the dope stuff? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, cause I know
honey hole. That's like the magic word. My bad. Go ahead.
But for real, like, because it's somewhat of a popular thing now, mm-hmm. to go and you saying you thrifting and you looking for vintage stuff, vintage clothing. There are other companies out there in Atlanta, in the Southeast. You know what I'm saying? It's not just limited to Atlanta. In the entire Southeast, that's looking for a lot of this stuff that's going on. So what was your process for finding, and do you have a consistent place? You know, I know I can always go to XYZ and they're going to have some dope stuff for me.
Absolutely. So that's the thing. Like, so the vintage game has changed over the years. When I first started back in 2016, and even before then, so I had a stylist back in, like, the 2013 until 2016. And, like, she took me to so many different places. Like, I have no problem, like, saying some of the places I go to. Like, so back in the day, like, Goodwill was definitely the move. Goodwill still have a few things, but, like, Goodwill is one of the moves. Value Village is one of the moves. But, see, and there's another spot called Park Avenue. See, some of those stores closed down because of the pandemic. Like, one of my favorite Park Avenues closed down after the pandemic. Like, it didn't last. So, unfortunately, like, it's still a lot of different places that's doing it. You know what I'm saying? But, like, the process in regards to finding what's real, my main thing is I'm looking at the tags.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, not just, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes they might not have the actual tag on the, like, on the back of the, where your neck is at. They might have it where, you know, it might be on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Up under the bottom of the shirt, yeah.
Exactly. So, like, if I don't see something that indicates that it's authentic, and then also as well you can tell, too, by the thickness of the shirt. The quality of the mm-hmm. shirt also will help tell whether or not it's real or not. But just because sometimes it might be so old to where it might be getting a little, the back of the tag might not show up like it should. And also as well with jerseys, it's a process with that too. Because, I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I've had to really learn a lot about these jerseys. Like, it's a lot of fake jerseys out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot about how to look for the stitching. And
that was a big market for a long time when that whole Mitchell and Ness craze kicked off. It was a bunch of false jerseys mm-hmm. that people were wearing, and yeah, like you said, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, it's a thing that you look at. Like, if the words look too big or something on the name is too big,
if your Tommy Hill figure sign too big, that shit fake.
And like, and also the letters gotta line up a certain way, you know what I'm saying? Like, this, and that's the thing too, like, a lot of times the jerseys that are so I'll more than likely be able to find a real jersey if it's not stitched.
Okay.
If it is stitched, now I have to look at the stitching to see how the stitching is, because the stitching will be made a certain way. I'm also as well, I'm going on the websites and I'm looking up the jerseys to see how it looks as well and comparing it to it. Right. I'm zooming in on the stitch. I'm zooming in on the symmetry of the letters and all that good and all that shit. And also, you can look on the back of it, you know what I'm saying, and see if the stitching goes throughout. Like, if I go get an NBA jersey and if the logo, you know what I'm saying, if the stitching shows up on the back, then that lets me know it's authentic. If it's like an outline of it, that means somebody did it.
Ah, see, put a little tip.
Yes, sir.
From my boy Miles right here.
There's a lot of stuff I'll be looking at.
Nigga with that fake ass clothes on.
Little tip. But no, seriously, like, a lot of times some people go looking for stuff and they might just want to, you know, nostalgia or whatever, but they don't know what to look for. Like, a lot of times with a lot of this stuff, like, we just don't know what to look for, or some people just don't care what to look for.
Say, niggas don't give
a lot of times, too, people don't care. That's because, I mean, they just looking for something that's going to be low price. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know what I'm saying? You got quality, it's going to be it's going
to
be a certain price.
That's why they used to sell a lot of them Nike that squeak. You know about them $25 Nikes that
squeak.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Come out.
Well, I mean.
Yeah. So you put them bitches on it.
But you know what, though? But that's the thing. The quality of the stuff at the discount mall has now come up to a level of.
It's a fakery that you must respect.
I mean, well, not even that you must respect. Like, you don't know. Like, I could put two pair of shoes right here, and the professionals are professionals. The professionals, like, you look at these Instagram
they got
and TikToks.
Them down so pat.
Bro, these dudes, the only way you know is if you put it under some kind of black light.
The only way then, you know, you put that bitch on and hit a hard left.
Nah, that shit, it ain't even that no more.
Goddamn blow see, flat you talk, like yeah, goddamn yeah. Zion Wiss.
You talking about them old J's, like.
And let me tell you this, too.
These new mugs ain't even like that.
And that's the thing, like, that's the main reason why I don't do shoes. Like, people ask me, yo, you know what I'm saying, you ever thought about doing shoes? You ever thought about doing bottoms? Like, I mean, I wouldn't do bottoms only because, like, so I found my niche, and my niche is jerseys, jackets, shirts, and hoodies. Those are my niche, you know what I'm saying?
Plus, that's the shit that's going to probably be clean.
And that's the thing, exactly. When you're talking about shoes.
Vintage shoes, old foot, Chris.
Exactly. Vintage jeans. I don't think you want to wear something that somebody else had their draws in. I don't know.
Be farting,
you know,
free balling. Like,
yeah.
I ain't bought no jeans.
I ain't finna do all that.
I got a pair of old school Kobe's. I had some Kobe's that Reese tore up. God damn it.
Yeah. Reese.
It was some Olympic Kobe's.
He ain't never forgot about this. You going to be older than everybody.
Reese didn't
hear about these.
Kobe had, like, I bought them, and then Kobe died a month later. Ooh. Reese was cutting grass in them bitches. I was like, man. Yeah.
You just got to lie. Be like, man, Kobe was cutting grass.
Man, hey, it was recent.
He going to remember that for the rest of his life.
Yo.
But
the funny part about it was we were doing a radio broadcast from the spot, and the lady called me when Kobe passed. Was like, I know your shoes just went through the roof. And I'm looking like, no, it didn't.
See, that made him mad. What the fuck you
got
me with this shit for?
Yeah, but I say that to say, like, you can find some stuff. Like, it was at the Goodwill. It was at the Goodwill. It was like, I think it's at their headquarters on Memorial Drive, I think, out there.
The headquarters?
I don't know if it's the headquarters. They got a big-ass Goodwill out there on Memorial Drive.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We were out there.
I've
been over there. It's a couple of, like, big Goodwills.
Yeah.
The biggest one I went to is over there. It's over there about,
I'll like, just give a second, just put one on Metro.
Peachtree Corners over there by A-Bot Bridge. I think that might be like Alpharetta, John Creek area. Like, yeah, I'm talking about huge, huge Goodwill. Yeah.
So how much time do you spend? How much time do you spend, like, going around just looking?
So I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I don't work for nobody. And that allows me the time to be able to just, you know what I'm saying, I can stop and search. Like, I just bought some new stuff today. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always just going to different places and searching. Because I've been doing it for so long, I know where to go. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm in the outskirts. Like, it's rare I'm inside 285 buying stuff. Because the vintage game, like, people, it's a big thing now. So, like, back when I first started, it was easier for me to find stuff. Like, I could find some crazy stuff for the low. But now it's like, you know what I'm saying, they jacking the prices up because they know that vintage is what's in. And, you know what I'm saying, stuff goes in and out of style all the time. But, like, I'm outside of 285 usually with it, you know what I'm saying, trying to find stuff. And that's like this is like pretty much like 2-3 times a week I'm going out and finding stuff.
Now, how do you put that time into your pricing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go and it took you a while to find a shirt, or it took you a while to find, or are you gonna say, like, all t-shirts are going to be XYZ dollars?
I'm more so concerned about, you know what I'm saying, I know I'm gonna get my money because I know that I do the calculations on the prices of the shirts when I first buy them. The price of everything. I'm not buying them that's going to be too expensive. I'm not going to buy something that's going to be, because that's the thing too. These different consignment shops and thrift stores, if they know they got something valuable, it's going to be through the roof. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna buy something that's gonna, I can't have too much of an upsell of a price on. So my rule is if I can't triple or quadruple the price, I'm not gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? Because then, like, so now I'm getting a shirt that's little, that's, you know what I'm saying, not much, and then my set price usually for shirts is $25 to $30. You know what I'm saying? I have some shirts that's a little bit more than that because in the rarity of the shirt. Like, I just got a Big Pun shirt. I ain't never seen a Big Pun shirt, a authentic Big Pun shirt. Never seen it. It's front and back. Yeah. So that one gonna be a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I were to sell something like this, it's gonna be a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain things is going to be that. But majority of my stuff is 25 to 30. Jerseys are usually in the neighborhood of like 35. Anywhere between 35 to like 75, depending on a jersey. Like, you know what I'm saying, like my Kobe jersey I got, that's a little bit more, whatever. But the only items I have that's like a super, that's like a up there, is my Freaknik Atlanta shirt, and I have a Michael Jordan. I got a Michael Jordan 45 jersey too.
Woo.
And those are my only two items that's
what
like
color
that up there.
What color that jersey?
It's red. It's a small.
He let you know it ain't even in your size already.
I'm just letting you know. Yeah. I want you to get your hopes up.
Hey,
bro.
Hey, ask quick.
Yeah.
Do they still have what's the name of that store? I think it's Plato's Closet.
They still have it.
What's up? I mean, you know, I'm married now. I'm happy to marry. I love my wife, but. Damn, what's up, Destiny from Plato's Closet?
Oh. It sounds like a story with Destiny.
Listen, this is long.
And the thing I love about some of these places is that they also have like different reward systems too, where if you buy a certain amount from them, they give you like a certain amount off and stuff too. You know what I'm saying? If you are a customer that spend a certain amount of money with them. They got reward system, so like majority of these thrift stores, they got that. You know what I'm saying?
So, do you get people who come into you or call you and say and ask you to find certain items?
Yes, sir. So I have a few. Like I said, I got some customers.
Yeah, they just put you on a scavenger.
Yeah.
And I like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got customers that's in like New York. I got some customers in Florida. I got some customers in Texas. I got some customers back home in North Carolina. Like, I got customers like all over the U.S. So it's like, yeah, I'm getting reached out to find stuff on. You know what I'm saying? Like, pretty much every week. You know what I'm saying? And I wanted this. I asked for this. I'm grateful for it. So it's like, I'm going out to find stuff. And here's the thing, too. Now, also, as well, there's different ways you can find stuff on the internet as well. You know what I'm saying? And I'm making sure it's authentic as well. I'm not going to shop too much for jerseys online, but shirts, I know. What to look for as far as shirts. Jerseys, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't wanna have to waste my money because it looked good online, but then when it get to me, it ain't what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. It ain't irregular with the diagonal crease.
Straight up, because they might have cropped the picture a certain way or might have photoshopped it. I ain't got time for all that.
Asymmetrical with the stitch going like this.
Got this. Supersonics, Kevin Drew Rants.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
Kevin Durant.
Yeah. LeBron Jones and
you
shit.
Know what I'm saying? Like you said, North Carolina, home North Carolina. What part of North Carolina?
I'm from a little small town called Gettysburg. It's in the 252 area code, like close to
you know
Virginia, kind of.
Here in North Carolina. Here
okay,
North,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Bet. Yes, sir.
This guy here
represent
Carolina.
Yeah.
Hey man, I represent where I'm from.
So I gotta ask you.
Ask me, what's up?
You know what? I already know the answer because I think we talked about it earlier. Cowboys fan.
Yes, sir.
See?
But listen. It ain't too many people because the Panthers have let us down so much, especially.
And the Panthers knew. I'll give you that with the Panthers. I say new. What was it, 95? What year did they pop up? Like 94, 95?
Yeah. But it was that one year they went to the Super Bowl and they just bombed it. And after that, I was like, nah, I'm straight. And then they just never had really had a good quarterback and all that. I mean, I was raised in a household with Cowboy fans, so I just, you know what I'm saying, I adapt
converted
to my environment, you know what I'm saying? But right now,
he's itching right
now. Look at the Philly.
I ain't got no problem with Philly. Nah. I got, you know what I'm saying, but Redskins, everything Redskin, you know what I'm saying, I repel against, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. You dig what I'm saying?
We need to do a whole segment about people who are just fed the fuck up with their home team.
Listen. Hold on. Right. It needs to be one of y'all next segments for real.
Just a room full of disgruntled fans.
Listen, I love a shitty team.
Yeah. I love shitty teams.
And I refuse to let them go.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
Hey, man.
Listen, we're not going to talk about the Browns.
I put up a damn picture in my store. I saw it on Twitter. Picture in my store.
I seen some, too. I hope we ain't talking about the same thing.
They had the Deshaun Watson.
They had
a mannequin laid out on the damn, on a massage table where they got a heart on. What did it say? Happy endings are not illegal.
And then somebody else said.
And what you didn't peep in that picture that somebody had to show it to me. The flag in the background. Somebody had a flag of Deshaun Watson right over his nuts. Man, I was like, dog, yo.
And the Browns have no type of nothing. You ain't got no accolades, no nothing to even be proud of your team. The NFL will exist just fine without the Cleveland Browns. I'm gonna be honest, they are the scum of the NFL,
ain't they one of the original teams though?
They are, but guess what?
They're like one of the oldest teams.
I mean, there's a lot of teams in sports that don't exist no more.
Yeah, but put it to you like this:
they had Jim Brown
originally. The original Browns ducked off in the middle of the night. They just packed their shit and dipped. And went to Baltimore.
For real, that's the story.
Yeah, like legit. Yeah, the Ravens are the Browns. They just packed their shit up.
I didn't even know that.
Y'all had that shit.
They didn't tell nobody.
It's a throwaway franchise.
we just gonna dip. Yeah, it's the Colts. It is the Colts.
Oh, word.
It's the Colts. Yeah, it's the Colts. You're right. It was because it was the Baltimore Colts.
Yeah, it was. Oh,
it was the Baltimore
right.
Colts.
It was the Baltimore Colts.
They dipped with the Baltimore, then sold off to Naptown.
Man, I'm just rich.
So this ain't even the original Cleveland Browns then.
Rich ass folk, goddamn, playing rich games. Hey, you take my company, I'll just come make another one.
Say what?
Who? We didn't have a season. Yeah. They had to bring him back.
I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, they had to bring him.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like two seasons.
Because what wound up happening was.
This happened in our lifetime?
Belichick
was the coach of the Browns.
Now, I remember.
And that's when they became Baltimore. That became the Ravens.
I remember when the Ravens.
They had a whole squad of coaches.
Like I said, the NFL can exist just fine without them Cleveland Browns.
Start off with the Browns. Yeah, because they moved to Baltimore. They moved to Baltimore again. They were the Ravens. Yeah.
Well, I'll be.
So they had to do like an expansion draft type thing again, and then bring them back.
Was that when the Tennessee Oils became the Titans too? Or was that a little
about
bit further
back? About that same time. Okay. Yeah, about that same
time.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if you'll see me
with any Cleveland Browns jerseys. I'm just going to let y'all know that right now. Yeah,
if you find a Jim Brown, if you ask me,
you know, I guess I'll make the money.
I got a fake-ass Jim Brown. I'm going to let you know. I got a fake Jim Brown.
For sure.
I found about a 6X.
Oh, shit.
It was back when. So, you know when I bought it.
But 2006,
you know what? You know what I got?
If I find one, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. What's that? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Pawn Stars, they got, what's the show that you got?
No, I never thought about that. I might need, No, I never heard of it. So this is my first time even hearing about it. Star Wars.
Swap Shop. But there's another one called Swap Shop.
Swap Shop.
Yeah.
Calling all stars.
Oh yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, let me put that in my phone because I might want to look into that.
Yeah, and it set it off. It make it all worthwhile. Yeah. Well, immediately
yeah,
when to your point when I saw him, I thought of the show. It's called Swap Shop. So what they have is on Swap Shop, they have, it's like a radio station in somewhere, some small ass town in Tennessee where somebody might be having a garage sale or whatever. You know what I'm saying? They got like a garage sale, but it's for the entire area. You know what I'm saying? So they might be saying, like, we in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. I got a whole gang of my grandmama's antique cups that I just want to sell. You know what I'm saying? And these dudes, what they do is they all like, they jump in the car and be like, oh, they don't listen to the radio. They jump in the car and they all head up there and they try to get the, and everybody, it's a small community, so everybody kind of knows each other who's doing all the stuff. Because I might do clothes and do the vintage clothes. He might have old school memorabilia with like stuff on the walls, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you hang out, you know, all the little vintage signs and stuff like that. He might do something, you know, but everybody kind of get there at the same time. They arrange agreements kind of together, like, okay, I take this, and you goddamn rock with this, because that's your lane. And so they do it like that. But yeah, when I thought about it at first, because it's some dudes out of Atlanta that are doing similar things, you know what I'm saying? And I think they were on the show somehow. I don't know what the connection was to Tennessee, you know, than where they are in Tennessee. I think it's like Chattanooga, Tennessee. I don't know what the connection was, but
I mean, Chattanooga does a lot of business in Atlanta. I know that I'm heading out to Chattanooga to do Chattanooga Hip Hop Summit. I'm visiting out there like in the next couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, yeah, Chattanooga got a lot going on out there.
That brings me to the question: like, how do you find some of these venues to set up shop at?
So, I'm also a music artist as well, and I've been doing music since. Ever since I can remember, before I moved down here. And like me doing music, I've made different connections, I've met different people, you know what I'm saying? It's
what,
like,
you
I've
mean,
built
you
different
do
relationships
music.
So I'm a music artist. I rap also. I mix country music in what I do. I songwrite R&B and different genres as well. Like I get paid to do that, you know what I'm saying? So I've been blessed to be able to, like, you know what I'm saying, pretty much establish myself in certain realms where it's like, okay, cool, people know now what I do on the other end, on the vintage tip. And so now they throwing these events, you know what I'm saying, and they thinking about me, they telling me about, you know what I'm saying, their event they got going on, they telling me to come out also as well, like, you know what I'm saying, any shows or events I might be throwing where, you know what I'm saying, they want me to be a part of the event, okay, cool, I can come sell my clothes as well and get paid off for that. And regardless of whether I get paid off the show or not, I'm getting paid off for that.
Right.
And then also there's other plugs that just might hit me up just off of the simple fact that they just know what I do. And it's like, okay, cool. They might have seen something online, you know what I'm saying, on social media. Then they just forward it to me, which happens quite a bit. You know, so they forward some of me. Okay, boom, I know about this market going on, that market going on, whether it's in the city or somewhere outside the city. And there's a few consistent ones that's inside the city that goes on. It's not just vintage. It's just like whatever you're selling, you can sell. You can pop. It's different pop-up shops that go on. You know what I'm saying? Like you probably roll by and probably seen some stuff outside. There's some inside stuff too going on. And yeah, I've been blessed to be able to just, you know what I'm saying, make those connections, and it's helped me to do more business when it comes to being an artist. Because everybody raps, everybody doing music, but it's like, what outside of that, you know what I'm saying, can you offer? And that's been one of the things I can offer outside of that, which helped me to build relationships.
Yeah,
that's dope, because that's a whole different angle. Yeah, it's a whole different angle that a lot of people don't think about. That, like we were just talking about earlier, that you have to find something that separates yourself from the crowd.
Exactly.
And a lot of people do music. A lot of people do, you know what I'm saying, different things. But then when I say I bring you here to an establishment, and people will say, "Oh, you got the clothes. Oh, he got the." So is this your merch? Like you said, then they go through the whole thing of, oh, okay. Well, it's deeper than just music.
Exactly.
You get a whole entire experience with this guy in terms of music. You get a whole culture, really. Because, like, if you look at it, to say if I can find a vintage Whitney Houston tour shirt.
Bodyguard t-shirt.
Or don't say her tour shirt or something like that. You're like, shoot, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know that ain't going to be $30, but.
it might be a little bit more. Yeah, that's the thing. That I found some Whitney Houston stuff, but like, and so the thing I learned in the music business, and shout out Greg Street, because Greg Street came and bought a shirt that day as well, you know, when I first met you, like, people of a certain stature, you know what I'm saying, like, just anybody in the music industry that's, you know what I'm saying, they have a certain platform, like, they not trying to hear a whole bunch of artists coming up to them trying to hand them their mixtape,
right,
trying to get them to download some link or whatever. Like, they're not trying to hear all that because they got a lot of business going on. They handling other stuff. They got their own life, their own stuff. And if it's not something that's beneficial towards them, they more likely ain't going to pay much attention to it. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just rather build those genuine conversations, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll tell people, like, you know, people will find out I'm an artist one way or the other. I'm not going to just put that in your face, you know what I'm saying? Because ultimately, as an artist, I've seen how that works. I've been to many festivals. I've been on tour. I've been in some of these bigger studios.
Watch these dudes get ignored.
Right, you know what I'm saying? I've seen a lot of different stuff, just being a fly on the wall, just being observant, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just taking all the things I learned over the years and just applying it now.
Yeah, I think the whole experience, you know, it is a dope experience, man. And I appreciate what you're doing, because there's a lane that sometimes we don't even know about. And I'm always congratulating people in finding that area of a business that you have to think outside of the box, because some people just think, oh, okay, I could just go and do XYZ and I'll be good. Or I can just do ABC and right, I'm cool. And I can, but to think outside of the box a little bit, it gets you further, because it actually generates a broader audience.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think it's dope, man. And I want you to continue to keep going. I'm probably going to clear with Bailey, you know what I'm saying? But the next time I want you to come out, I want you to bring some stuff with you.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
To bring some stuff. Definitely. So we can kind of see and have a setup, man.
I bring everything. It take me like 30, 40 minutes to set up.
Yeah. We'll call a bunch of people to come out, just to come shop with you, just to come check out some of the stuff that you have. And we'll go from there, man. So, yeah, like, but...
Yes,
I want, before we switch it back into this football, because some of these games are wrapping back up, I want you to go ahead, shout out the website. Shout out, if you want to give your phone number, give your phone number. Shout out the whole Family Market IG account, everything.
FAMLEI.
Oh, there you go. Yes, sir. FAMLEI Market. That's the Instagram. That's also the website, FAMLEIMarket.com. You know what I'm saying? You can go up there. You can see everything. Also, as well, if there is something that you want, but you might not see it on the site, you can DM. You can contact Family Market. You know what I'm saying? Or you can, you know what I'm saying? I also have my artist page as well. That's I Am Milestone. Four words, I Am Milestone. You can contact me from either one of those pages. You know what I'm saying? Let me know, hey, I'm looking for this. You know what I'm saying? Let me know your size, and I can find it for you. You know what I'm saying? Give me about a week or two. You know what I'm saying? I'll let you know.
Now, is there an extra charge to me putting in the request?
Not at all. No, I go in, I like the hunt. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love this. It's a sport for me. You know what I'm saying? I go out and find stuff. You know what I'm saying? So put me to the challenge. If it's something that I ain't got that you want, I got you. You know what I'm saying? I can just go find that for you. So, yeah, FAMLEI Market, you know what I'm saying? You can go to the website. It has a, you know what I'm saying, it has a suggestion feedback part of that as well, if you want to just go that route. But either way, whether you hit me up on the website, whether you hit me up on Instagram, that's the best way to contact me. You know what I'm saying, for anything that you might need, jackets, jerseys, shirts, and hoodies, all authentic.
Okay, you heard
jacket,
it here first.
Jackets, jerseys, yeah. Shirts, hoodies, yep. All authentic.
You did.
All authentic. So now, man,
yes, sir.
We just started talking about this whole football thing, and the games are wrapping up. Philly is looking like a contender. Buffalo is definitely looking like a contender.
Yeah, Buffalo just... ridiculous. That's 2 weeks straight, Buffalo.
Yeah, dude. Buffalo, they put everybody on notice. So what I want to do next week, I want to kind of preview this, and I need all y'all to come back, because I want to have a real, 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 real-ass conversation about this. Kind of rank. Like, I think a lot of these networks do like a power ranking and who should be this and who should be that. But I want to actually put together, because I think by this time next week, we're looking at 3 weeks worth of work. You know what I'm saying? 3 games worth of work outside of maybe 2 teams. And I want to actually put it to the test.
Are there any running backs in the league anymore?
Yeah, they actually are. But we're not talking about power rankings. Like, I'm talking about, I want to rank these teams. Like, who's the top? Like, who is right now?
After 3 weeks, G?
Yeah. Like, after three, look, we talking about a body of work. If we looking at Buffalo, we talking about Buffalo 2 weeks. Buffalo just beat the shit out of Tennessee. And they beat the hell out of the Rams, who were the Super Bowl champs from last year. Like, so you talking about two talented teams.
Beating ass.
You know what I'm saying? You talking about two talented teams. Are they number one? Where does Kansas City rank into this mix?
That boy James Harden at the game.
Yeah, yeah. Where does Philip the Eagles rank in this? In this mix. You know what I'm saying? Where does? I'm trying to think who else is a undefeated right now. I still don't like Tua.
Hey man,
you know what? And see, that's the game.
I'm rooting for everybody black.
That's the game. And you know what?
You know how they do black quarterbacks.
I know how they do black quarterbacks. Yes, and that's why I said earlier when we had to talk when this who conversation just, about Josh Allen.
Who just beat us yesterday?
The Rams.
The Rams.
Yeah. Beat the Falcons? Yeah, the Rams. Yeah.
Man, Matthew Stafford threw a
But Matthew Stafford was damn near perfect.
Bro, that nigga threw
a for a while.
This one pass was so pretty in the back of the end zone.
And the one like, Cooper Kupp.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah, he dropped that in the bucket.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, he over the shoulder.
Oh my god. He couldn't if
he'd have walked it over there and handed it to him, it wouldn't have been no better.
Like, nigga.
But when, like you said, Josh Allen, I think I touched on it a minute ago. Like, you have to start sliding because that's what same thing they say with Lamar Jackson. Oh, he can't do this. He's not as accurate. They start throwing all these labels on black quarterbacks, but they don't throw those same labels on athletic white quarterbacks.
Like they do it.
So
traditional.
So, but even on the athleticism. If Josh Allen does the same thing that Lamar Jackson does. They'll praise Josh Allen for doing it, for running over a dude and tell you how big he is, how strong and tough he is, and he's putting the linebackers on notice.
His name is Josh Allen.
That's his name.
And then Lamar Jackson will say, look, see, that's why he can't throw the ball, because he's throwing his shoulder out trying to run over.
He's light-skinned it.
But you're making my point. That's what I'm saying. That's what I want to talk about.
I know it.
And I mean, Jalen Hurts is, it could be, that could be a either or name, but
right.
They
and that's the funny part.
They pigeonhole him too.
That's the funny part about it. Like with all this running that goes on, like Lamar Jackson, they talk about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson ain't got hurt. Well, I mean, last couple games? How many games was that?
I mean, that team was depleted though.
The whole team was hurt actually. Yeah, it went through about 6 running backs, but.
So
look at this season. Hell, Dak standing in the pocket and he get hurt. Dak is fragile as hell.
Man, Dak fresh. Who is the best running back so far? Like, I don't see any running backs doing anything.
So far?
The best running back
it's
so
almost
far.
They're not even being.
I can say Chubb is probably racking up the numbers.
They're not even using running backs for anything but blocking.
They use running backs. The running back has changed so much because they used to use running back to control the game, and now the running back is almost like it's by committee.
Another blocker.
Saquon definitely going off.
It's running back by committee at most of the time because Aaron Jones.
A lot of these running backs, they catching the ball at the backfield.
Yeah.
I'm finna say what they doing this year though,
because they take some of these screens.
I just
screens.
Haven't seen nobody just stand
Saquon
out.
Just these ran the ball out.
Yes,
of what
Saquon
you call
just
them.
He
just
ran. Saquon is back.
Saquon,
he put
Saquon
he
going,
put the lead back
Saquon
on notice.
Is going in.
Like, make no mistake, Buffalo kind of shut down Derrick Henry, but Derrick Henry is still a damn animal. You know what I'm saying? Like, they put him up. They kind of bottled him up. And when you got up by so many points, you can't just turn around and start running the ball. So they deemed him ineffective in that round. But he's still a beast. You don't want to be running through that hole and see Derrick Henry come through.
Truck your ass. I'm talking about, but I'm just like.
I think he'll be better.
But to your point, though,
I don't think Tannehill. But to your point,
it has dwindled.
This is something to watch. I think we are witnessing the elimination of the running back.
So like, I think it's an evolution.
In real time.
But I think it's an evolution because, I mean, they're having to do more than just run the ball now. They got to, you know what I'm saying, like it's this play action thing, you know what I'm saying? Like and it's
also it's just play the quarterbacks, design more for you're having more mobile quarterbacks. So now you're having more mobile quarterbacks, and quarterbacks are having 30, yards 40 so yards far. Rushing. Yes. It is. They keep throwing the ball. Yeah, they keep throwing the ball.
Run that clock down, but, you know.
Well, you also have a lot of these offensive coordinators who want to show you their genius.
I think we need a
coach. You know what I'm saying? They want to show you their genius.
And NFL need a whole – they need to – whole coaching overhaul.
I agree.
It's the same old guys getting fired and hired in different organizations.
I agree. There needs to be. Yeah, I agree.
It's ridiculous.
That good old boy network.
Exactly.
It's still in effect. You know what I'm saying?
It's ridiculous.
They can keep a job, but a black man try to be a head coach or any type of coordinator, anything.
But the reason why there's not a lot of black coordinators is because usually those coordinators get promoted to head coaching jobs. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to make you my offensive coordinator. What I'm going to make you is my running backs coach. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna make you my water boy coordinator. You're not gonna be my defensive coordinator. You gotta be my linebacker coach.
You gotta be my cornerback coach. Become the head coach too.
Yeah,
it's some. I wouldn't say a lot. In comparison to what it used to be. Yes, you know what I'm saying. But those same coordinators are still getting stepped over for head coaching jobs. Airbnb that they are like hell Byron Leftwich. I don't know what Byron Leftwich like. They start to discredit you at times. Like, oh, well, you know, Andy Reid still kind of called the plays. You're like, what's that? But you know what though? That's I understand that point. But if you in the coaching game, everybody want to have their own team. I mean, I know they do. You know what I'm saying? You ain't jump in the coaching game to be like, yeah, I'm gonna help you win the championship.
It's like an assisted pimp.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Baby Pie. Who didn't want to leave?
I mean, McDaniels left. It took him a long time to leave Belichick.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be a terrible job. But think about it like this:
pressure.
What coaching job isn't going to be a shitty coaching job? Because the guy got fired for a reason. You know what I'm saying? If it's Jacksonville, if it's Cleveland, I'm trying to think. If it's Houston, like Lovie Smith got hired out in Houston, hell,
Jets.
You got fired for a reason. The Jets. Yeah, you got fired for because you had a. Yeah.
I mean, you believe in Flacco? Something.
Houston, Texas? Yeah. Well, at that point in time, they were also trying to recruit Deshaun Watson to come back because they had hired some bullshit, and he was like, I told y'all niggas I ain't coming back. Especially y'all got this white dude. They're like, you know, wait a minute. No, they had a black dude that he didn't like. That's what it was.
Fitzpatrick. I put Fitzpatrick for him.
So? Yeah, they didn't have so, and the owner has said like some crazy racist stuff. Yeah, so, but.
Yeah.
I want to once again, like, coming up next week, I want to look, and it'll be early, to Lico's point, it'll be early, but it'll be 3 weeks in. I want to kind of give a ranking, a top 10. I don't want to go through the whole damn league because I don't want to have to face the fact that the Falcons might be number 32. but we'll get, like,
finna
top 10.
Finna have to face them facts, my boy.
Hey, man. And I also do want to revisit. We're going to have a seminar in here. Like, it's like an AA meeting. You know what I'm saying? We're going to all get up and stand up and be like, hey, my name is Gordon, and I like a shitty team.
Yeah, we got to do that, bro. We got to have this segment about
my
being in love
and my team sucks
with my shitty home team.
You know what
that's
I'm
the name of the segment.
my shitty home team.
You know it's a lot of niggas with shit. It ain't just us, man.
It ain't just
the Falcons.
Hey, man,
it's a lot of niggas with shitty home.
You know
team.
What separates a lot of times, like when I start talking and arguing with a bunch of these dudes, the only thing they can say is, oh, shit, y'all ain't got no championship. Like, bro, y'all won one in 1975. Even, you ain't got no championship even, either, as far as you know.
Even a cowboy. Y'all ain't won since we were children.
Facts.
Shut the hell up.
The Commanders. The Commanders ain't won one since what it was Doug Williams and Mark Rippon.
Doug Williams, yep.
Did Mark Rippon win one? Man. That was about 1990. That was about fifth grade.
I think Doug Williams won one.
Man.
<Yeah. laughs> He ain't won one in 33 years. He ain't won one in a lifetime.
Most of these franchises, like we were saying, everybody, most franchises in sports is selling you the illusion of the dream of hope, the illusion of the dream of hope to win.
Everybody, you either say, okay, and this is the trick of the NFL. The NFL is say, okay, if we sorry, we playing for the draft. I can go ahead and get out here and get this draft pick. Who hot right now? Will Anderson over in Alabama. I can get Will Anderson. We can get pass rush number one. Future Falcon. He come off that edge like Tasmanian Devil. Boy, we got them.
I think offensive lineman job might be the worst fucking job in the NFL. Hold on.
They do get
on
paid.
On a losing team. That's what I'm finna say. Like, just think about it. y'all ain't getting no yards.
And you probably getting your ass whooped a lot.
You're getting your ass whooped.
You probably getting your ass whooped.
Quarterback in set. Everybody yelling at you.
It ain't a whole lot of just great offensive linemen on terrible teams. Like the Cowboys had a couple. Like the Cowboys have had a couple lines where they said they were like, yo, this line is dope and blah, blah, blah. And Zeke was eating, but they still weren't making the playoffs.
Wherever Tom Brady had, they blacking got now.
You know what I'm saying?
Tom Brady over a line.
But
that nigga got lineman in his closet. Wherever he go, he go ahead.
Well, what he can do is he has that Rolodex. He can call somebody and be like, hey, man, you want to come back and get a check for a little minute?
And he give extra check. Tom Brady been bribing offensive linemen for 20 years. Hey, man, don't let nobody hit me, please.
I believe it.
So put your kids through college.
Right, right.
Lion Gate.
Yeah. Don't you want to be in a movie? My wife's a model.
She'll
take a picture with you.
Big shout out to the Lions for winning.
Detroit?
Yeah.
They ain't not.
Speaking of shitty franchises.
Man, watching Barry Sanders, I'm throwing it back.
Yeah.
On the Detroit Lions has had to be the hardest shit for the city of Detroit to watch. Like this, one nigga was wizard.
Think about it like this: because the Lions wouldn't get no better,
Megatron retired early.
I just get ready to say because the Lions wouldn't get any better and wouldn't put anything around him, he just quit.
Yeah,
why wouldn't
I'm
you?
Straight.
I don't even think he wanted to run like
Megatron
that.
Did the same thing. I'm cool, man.
I don't even think Barry Sanders wanted to be that type of running back. I think he would have rather been like Emmitt Smith.
Yeah, I'd rather just run downhill. What running back want to dodge six people before he get to the line of scrimmage?
But that nigga spin right and spin left in the same place.
So,
like, nigga, your balance is awesome.
Also, even though they lost, we talked about Lamar Jackson briefly, but even though they lost, man, Lamar Jackson put up his he put up some hellified numbers. The man looked good. Pay that man his money. Pay that man his money.
See, this was going to happen.
Well,
he not going to get hurt.
This is the thing.
He going to play the whole
season.
Hold on, he ain't got no representation either, though.
No, but this is, this is the thing. They threw out a contract.
I think they going to send somebody out there to hurt them, I feel like they're using it against him.
Well, I hope not.
I think they're going to send somebody out there to hurt him.
They threw out a contract.
Because if he make it through this season unhurt, they're going to have to give him $500 million.
They threw out a contract. Well, they basically just said they're going to give him $130 million guaranteed.
They're going to give him $500 because – Mahomes got that contract about 3 years ago now, ain't it been about 3 years?
I won't fully guarantee.
He got to.
I won't. Even.
They got to
Deshaun,
give him
Deshaun
five.
Deshaun Watson got it.
They got to give
Pat Mahomes got a close to fully guaranteed. It's not quite fully guaranteed. Kyler Murray got a close to fully guaranteed. It's not fully guaranteed.
That boy Deshaun got that guarantee.
But I got to get closer. You know what I'm saying? You can't offer me 250 and then say, I'll give you 180 guaranteed. Tell me you're going to give me 250 and give me 225 guaranteed.
249. Hey,
Josh Allen ain't got no MVP in his trophy case.
Exactly.
But I'm not the one calling the plays.
Not the same weapons
either. I'm not calling the plays.
But them 4,000 yards ain't get him as far as Lamar got.
He could.
Lamar ain't never had no no digs. He
from
never
a
had
business standpoint,
he could, like he could throw the ball. Like
you compare him to who like, went the farthest in the season.
I hate
keep
when people
the business going.
People talk about that he can't throw the ball. It ain't that he can't throw the ball. He's not being asked to throw the ball. The man went to Louisville. Bobby Petrino.
Yeah, do look good.
Asked him to throw the ball. He wasn't the runner that he was
college.
Is today in college. He was throwing the ball around the yard. If you know Bobby Petrino. Mike Petrino, that's what he do. You know what I'm saying? So he can throw the ball. He's just doing what the system asks of him. And so in that to say, but to your point, that I'm sure they come to the negotiating table with that, like saying, okay, you're not throwing for X amount of yards. I'm doing what coach asked me to damn do, man.
And we win, and I've been MVP.
You know what I'm saying?
So
And once again,
bro, if you be MVP on your rookie contract, man, shut the fuck up and pay that nigga.
Outside of Hollywood That's Brown it. Last year, can't nobody name another damn receiver that was on the Ravens. I mean, I know Mark Andrews the tight end, but like, who we throwing to? You know what I'm saying? It ain't like they did to him what they doing for Tua. Tua, they went out and got Tyreek Hill. You got Waddle. You got Mike Gesicki. You got what's my man that just he caught a touchdown too. Oh shit. Running back. I can't think of his name, slipped my mind just that quick. But they put speed around.
I can't think of a name.
Tua. Huh? No. But they put speed around him, and you can't deny. Like you have to be a terrible Tua has to suck for him to be trash. Like now, I'll give him that. This game that just passed,
he throwing some darts.
This game that passed, he was on point. You know what I'm saying? I can't even flex. I'm not a big Tua fan, but
I think he's too little.
I do too. And even Edmonds, Chase Edmonds, even with when he was at Alabama and Alabama was doing their thing, the one thing that always stood out to me, Nick Saban said one time, and he was kind of in casual conversation talking about Tua and why he didn't want to play him as soon as everybody else was asking for him to be played, like why he stuck with Jalen Hurts for so long. And he was like, listen, it's going to be a big play. When Tua get in the game, it's going to be a big play. But I don't know if it's going to be for me or the other team. You know what I'm saying? And now that always made me be like, okay. I got to keep my eye on you because everybody praising you for what you do that's so good. But people ain't really paying attention to what you're doing when you stanking it up out here and you have a bad throw.
Is he shorter than what's my boy Drew Brees?
He probably about the same. I would say he probably about the same, but he probably about 5'9", 5'10".
Ain't he the greatest short quarterback we ever seen?
Drew Brees? Yeah, I would give it to him.
Unless you nobody better than. I mean, I could be wrong, but I mean, I'm trying to think.
I'm not going
to
put Doug Flutie in there.
But Brees better than Flutie.
Yeah, I would say Flutie was like Rudy.
Flutie kept going to the bowl like every year for Doug
Flutie
for
was
a
like Rudy,
time,
man. He was the white man's hope. He was the every white man. If Flutie can do it, I can do it too. There's hope for me in the league. If you just,
boy, Doug Flutie.
But he was nice. I'm not gonna take anything
he
away from him.
Took the Bills about 4 times to the chip.
That wasn't Doug Flutie. That was Jim Kelly.
Yeah.
No, Flutie played for the Bills. He didn't take them 4 times to the chip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was Jim Kelly.
That was Jim Kelly then.
Yeah. But Flutie was there with the Bills.
I thought, goddamn.
Yeah, all along.
He ain't never go to the chip.
Nah.
He ain't never make it to the championship.
Nah, they ain't been since Jim Kelly.
So that was Jim Kelly. Okay, my bad.
But they done had some good playoff wins or some stuff there here every now and then. They done hit on something that, like I said, to make Doug Flutie seem and feel like he's a folklore or a legend in these Buffalo streets.
He had an arm like a fool though.
So, but yeah, man, listen, I'm just trying to think of what other hot stories. We talked about how a lot of the teams need to run the ball more. I honestly, going back to the comebacks, I seen people blame Nick Chubb for scoring a damn touchdown. As to because he left too much time on the clock.
So
he scored a touchdown. And I've never been one of those people who be like, oh, you gotta kneel, take a knee. That needs to be on the coach. Coach got to call a knee. You know, you can easily call taking a knee.
Blow them niggas out. That's my motto.
But I've never seen a player not want the points. If you a player, you get the ball on the handoff, you get that corner. All you see is green in front of you. It take a wild boy to slide, dog. Ain't he gonna lie?
Hit your head in the goalpost.
Yeah, because somebody going to come run up on you.
Facts.
Yeah, they're going to run up on you.
I kick a nigga in this shit. He got down. Hurt me on my wide open touchdown.
So, once again, listen, we're going to go ahead. We're going to wrap this thing on up. We got like probably 10 minutes before we get out of here. Once again, big salute out to everybody who came out.
Hot.
I appreciate you, Miles. I appreciate Dynasty.
Appreciate
that
y'all.
That came through. I appreciate you, Lico, Reese, Boogie, G, Rush, Chef.
Appreciate y'all. Hey. Chef ain't never made no rice that good.
You should have put some of that hot ass sauce on there. He had. You got to look. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to everybody come out. Listen, we at 632 South Central Avenue in Hayteville. Oh, G. Rush giving some love to the Eagles. Woo hoo hoo! Mark the day. I'm gonna put it on. Mark the tape. Hold on.
Mark the tape.
Yeah. So man, listen. Once again, 632 South Central Avenue, man, in Hayteville. Every Monday, we invite you to come out, kick it with us, hang with us. We watching the games now.
Keep an eye on the league,
football, man.
Keep an eye on the league.
We also probably will have to do a little a fantasy football segment of sorts to where I'll tell you who's going under the radar, who you might need to pick up for that waiver wire Wednesday that, you know, going up. And
hold on, right before we wrap it up, let me ask this. Who the best at talking football on TV right now?
On TV?
Yeah.
I can tell you who the most entertaining.
Yeah, I mean,
the most entertaining motherfucker got to be Michael Irvin.
Definitely.
It's got to be Michael Irvin.
Definitely.
Nah, just football talk. Like who talking the best? It's
crazy. Moose is good. Moose has been good.
Yeah,
I like Moose.
Moose
used to do some of the Falcon games.
Yeah.
I tell you who I don't like in the end game. I'm straight on Joe Buck. I'm straight on Joe Buck.
Yeah, I don't like RG3.
I'm straight on RG3 too. Like yes, sir.
RG3. Yeah, me too. Goddamn.
I'm straight on RG3.
Yeah, I like yeah. RG3. No, sir. So I don't want him to say nothing.
No, sir.
I was just getting ready to say the same. Romo.
Yeah, Romo.
Romo yeah. is the future. Romo be out here telling you what these folks finna do. He called a play. Like, they lining up. It's 3rd and 7, man. I get to the line. I call a goddamn XYZ spot right, and I'm targeting such and such because they running the cover two. They running the two high safety and blah, blah, blah. You like, God damn.
You done broke the whole shit down.
No, I would. Because coaches mentality. Are set up to be fired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm saying Tony Romo as an offensive coordinator.
I wouldn't leave the booth, honestly. Yeah, I wouldn't leave the booth. Yeah.
Tony Romo had his chance. That nigga ain't win shit. I wouldn't have him be in the office guys, or nothing.
But guys
team.
Who get that job that's in that booth, man, like you get to travel. It's typically on company dime. You know what I'm saying? It's more relaxed. You get to talk to the players, still be a part of the game, and not have that same pressure of if I make this wrong choice, is it all over
I'm
for
fired.
Me? You know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, when you get one of those jobs where you're doing Sunday night football, Monday night football, whatever it is, you ain't letting that go. I was actually. You see what kind? Put it like this. Look at what kind of contract they had to guarantee John Gruden to get him out of there. Like they gave John Gruden a check.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? They gave him a check. Right. So yeah, man, you get one of these jobs. But and it's funny that you say that, Lico, because I don't always necessarily like watching ESPN because I think it's more entertainment than information. But I messed around, and this morning as I was doing some work, it was him and Stephen A. Smith going back and forth. And Michael Irvin got
it.
Michael Irvin.
He definitely entertained.
Hey, Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin could have passed around a collection plate. He was preaching that shit. He was talking that shit. I said, look at, and you know he would, he would talk, cause the lips start turning white on your ass, got chopped.
Hey, look,
he like a preacher. He gonna start sweating, them lips will turn white.
Hey,
had his suit on.
Mike Irvin said,
"I know
that's
I ain't
not
supposed
mine.
To say this, but." Every time Michael Irvin talk, I just think of cocaine. Like every time,
everybody,
all his mannerisms
everybody.
Is just
hey,
so coked
I'm gonna tell you
out.
What was fucked up. No, hold on, not I said it. I'm gonna tell you what was fucked up. This was super fucked
Shout
up.
Shout out Michael Irvin,
because like I said, it's Michael Irvin and Stephen A. Smith, and Michael Irvin is killing Stephen A. Yeah. Stephen A. had to resort to saying. Don't nobody believe you and that goddamn toupee you wearing. I was like, whoa.
God damn.
He went to call out the man toupee. I said, bruh, and kept saying it. I want to find the clip to the point where Ryan Clark, he was like, why do you keep saying that? Does he really have a toupee? And oh, girl, I forgot the chick name that's on
Molly.
The show. Yeah, she had to be like, she had to kind of tell him, like, relax. Let's move past that.
Yeah.
Oh, no, first take was hilarious today.
Stephen A would not be upstage.
That's what I said. I like, man.
You will
you
not
that damn
shine
toupee.
On Stephen.
That Stephen A, I said, damn, that's some.
Don't nobody care some, about this shit.
That's some dirty shit.
With your toupee.
You and that damn toupee. He kept saying it. I'm like, why do you keep saying that? You can't enough shot, yeah.
No, you're not.
Bro,
outside,
I was.
Even if he agree with you, bro, he's going to still come with some other angle like try to make your shit seem like cool.
Yeah,
I was like,
he a New York nigga, man. Them niggas, that's that, I think he from Queens. That's that Queen shit, man. Them niggas.
That man just kept, going, dog. Like, if you get a chance, look that mug up on YouTube.
Yeah, I see that
mug like just kept going. You and that damn toupee. I don't nobody believe you and that damn
Michael
toupee.
Irvin sure
you and that toupee. And Michael Irvin is doing his best just
to
keep.
He was about bald head after
he
that
just
last
going.
Ring.
Yeah, now he got a little afro. He got that Martin.
Now he got,
he
like
got that
little...
Dr. King. He got that Dr. King afro.
That boy
got
that
teeny
short,
weenie afro.
Tight curl. With the baby drip, too.
He got that. We about to go marching.
What?
let me tighten up this.
That
let me Selma. Pick this. Let me pick this out before we go hit
that
the road.
Selma special.
Yeah. Hell but once man. Again, man, Hey, the commissioner's conversation.
Michael Cocaine Irving.
Come on out every Monday, Blends 2632 South Central Avenue in Hayville. We're going to be here, man. We're going to be kicking and having a good-ass time. We invite you to come out and have a good-ass time with us.
The Playmaker.
Each and every Monday. Until next week, I'll holler.
And Michael will be.